Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is what everyone says. I really like Bob Melvin because he's a nice guy, right? And we are always more generous with a nice guy. Like, being nice gets you a lot. It does. It really does. Like, if you're a jerk, the second you screw up, people are looking to, like, get him out of here. You know what I mean? Like, because I get it. Like, I think that the way that Gabe went about things, Gabe Kapler, that is, boy, the second he showed any scuffling as a manager, he would be picked apart by the media, by the scrum, I think by his players, because he was always super tense, right? I think with Bob, he's always so nice and everybody likes him. We give a pass. I'm gonna call it like I see it. I like Bob. I think with the right group of fired up dudes, he could be a really, really, really good manager to complement those things. I actually think he's had a good year this year. Like, I do. All things considered, I think Bob's been really good. But I went in the break and I'm listening to some of the press conference stuff where he's sitting there at the podium and the boss, you know, is playing clip after clip and every question. That's how he's starting off. And I'm not trying to like slice and dice everything he says. But when you have a bunch of flatliners like I've been talking about, Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee, Ramos, Bailey, Lamont Wade, Yaz, these guys are all very, they give you nothing. I think I need a manager with this group of guys. I think I need a manager. I need a Sparky Anderson. I might need a Lou Piniella type. I need a Billy Martin type. I need somebody in the dugout with a little bit of energy to just lose their minds. If none of the players are going to do it, I think it needs to come from the manager. And I'm not trying to say fake stuff, but sometimes your team can draw energy from your coach. Think Ime Udoka for the Houston Rockets. When I watch the Houston Rockets, I go, that is exactly how Ime Udoka coaches, where they are like this. Am I wrong? Tom Thibodeau just got fired, okay? When you watch a Tom Thibodeau team, is it not a specific imprint on what he wants it to be?
Yeah, I mean, generally the starters play every single minute with Tibbs, but they're a grimy kind of team.
Absolutely, and I do think that when I look at just like baseball in general, there used to be the old school managers, there was a variety of ways to do it. And what Bochy did and his thing of being kind of mellow and picking and choosing your spots, like that worked for that group of guys. I think for this group of guys, I'm watching. And look, I like Bob. I actually think he's had a good year. I need somebody to give me some energy, and I don't think he's got it in him.
Is that what happened in Detroit? What was it, game 2 in Detroit when he came out and got ejected from the game?
Yeah, but
is it as simple as...
Did it feel like it fired up the guys?
No. But, I mean, you want a guy to come out and get angry. I mean, is it getting angry at an ump? Is it lightning to someone in the clubhouse?
Maybe
we don't know that hasn't happened.
You know, maybe it is lightning to somebody. I don't know what it looks like.
The other thing is,
flip the spread. Do something.
When it comes from someone like Melvin, who, as you laid out, is generally like even keel and lower energy and not in people's face all the time, it means more that way, right? Like, it means more coming from someone like that. When Steve Kerr blows up at dudes on the Warriors, it means more. When Draymond blows up, it's just Draymond.
Yeah.
When Steve Kerr blows up, when Bob Melvin blows up, that means more than somebody else. So, like, if that were to happen, and who knows if it hasn't happened or has behind closed doors, we haven't seen it publicly in that way. If it does happen, that does seem like something that would be pretty darn meaningful, because it rarely happens from someone like Bob.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm just looking at the team that got rid of Bob Melvin, which is the Padres, and clearly
there was a disconnect there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I watched the way they play ball, and they got a lot of fiery dudes. And for whatever reason, there wasn't a good synergy there. You know, I see a guy like Aaron Boone, who I really like. I think Aaron Boone is overly criticized. I actually think he's a really good manager. I think they've got a lot of flaws, the Yankees. And I think he's actually overachieved with that. I think we've dramatically overrated that roster. But in general, he is intense. And he has no problem screaming at an umpire, screaming at a player, screaming at the media. I think we need a guy more like that. I really do. I really do. If he ever became available, that's the guy I'd be going after. Wow. Yeah.
You don't need your manager to be that dude, but if you don't have that dude on your roster, then it falls on the manager.
Exactly. I mean, like, and again, I understand that you're not going to have as many of these, you know, manager umpire situations as you've had in the past, but there is something to be said where, like, your team will take on the identity of your manager. They will. Like, I see it all the time. And I look at this team right now, and I'm listening to some of these answers. I'm like, I don't know if Bob's got it in him to give them the energy and spark that they need right now. Well, I think everybody likes him. I think everybody's calm. And, we're doing really well this year, whatever. I need to see something.
We got 2 minutes left here in this segment, so I don't want to play any of it now because I want to give us a runway to react to it, but we do have a bunch of Bob Melvin from last night, so we will play it when we come back next segment. But, I mean, I feel a similar way. I don't know if this is, like, frustration for Bob Melvin specifically. I just need somebody on that team to show some damn pride.
Do we call up Draymond Green and, like, hey, Dre,
give him a motivational speech?
Exactly. Look, as much as Draymond drives me nuts, there is an element of, like, you better stay locked in, right?
Yeah.
There's an accountability. And
I mean, how many times, not just Steve Kerr, but does everybody involved in the Warriors organization say Draymond Green is the heartbeat of the team?
100%.
You could have all of the talent in 100%. The world. It may be even more important at times when you have all the talent in the world. And you have Steph, and you have Clay, and you have KD, and you have Iguodala. You know, it's pretty darn easy to just coast at times.
Yes.
It takes Draymond to keep everybody motivated and in line and in check and working hard. Sometimes you need somebody like that, even when you have a great team.
No doubt. And, like, I look at, like, Dave Roberts. He can be mellow Dave when you have a ton of literal Hall of Famers who do their job every single day. Right? You can just let them do their thing.
Ohtani and Betts and Freeman.
Right? But he's also been great for a decade, and he's evolved as their team has evolved.
They've always won games.
Yeah. And so, anyway, the point that I'm going at is that I do believe that there's, and I'm not trying to blame him. It's not Bob Melvin's fault Adames isn't hitting right now. It's not Bob Melvin's fault that Chapman was scuffling or that Yaz is in a 3-for-42 or 43 slump right now.
He's also the manager of the team, though.
Exactly. And I do believe that the team will take some of their cues from your head guy. When Gabe Kapler coached this team, he was on that front step like this. And I did feel like the team, because he was so, and I have my hand in a fist, he was so wound tight. I do believe, like, the team played tight and they made a lot of mistakes. And they all went, I'm afraid. Now we've gone way in the other direction. And I think we need some more of a happy medium.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.